And this is Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria 91.9, KTCB Tillamook 89.5, coastradio.org, wherever you are in the world. Welcome home to Squamish, and whoever, wherever you are. It is 2:59 here at Coast Community Radio, and it's time for Arts Live and Local. And the arts in this area are incredibly live and happening and filling the sky, the river, the music is everywhere. And so are the people. Some of you may have noticed walking around the streets. Well, it's going to be an exciting show, and if you're anywhere in this area, you might already know we have three festivals going on. It's rather mind-boggling, and I've got two of them on the show. We're going to start right off with some fabulous music from my first two guests, and I'll introduce them to you later. My God, that was live right here in the studio with my guests from the Scandinavian Festival. This is the, what number? 51. 51st Scandinavian Festival, Astoria Scanfest. And my guests are, that was the duo, Cliveland and Topa, otherwise known as Christopher Cliveland and Maria Sheldrum Topa. Thank you so much. How absolutely fabulous. Oh, my goodness. And wearing earphones, what a treat. I get to hear you coming right into my entire soul. So, welcome to Coast Community Radio.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, thank you. Christopher, Christopher, you've been here before.
Yes, my second time.
You came with whom last time?
Last time I came with a friend of mine who is also an accordionist, Sindre Futland from the Bergen area also. And we had a really great time last time. And I really look forward to bring Maria this time.
Yes, yeah. Me too. Now, so Maria, this is your first time in Astoria?
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And obviously first time on Coast Community. Have you been on the radio before, though?
Yes, but never in the United States.
Okay. So we have a U.S. radio and KMUN radio virgin. Congratulations.
Thank
and
you.
Welcome. Wonderful. I wish, folks, what you need to do is a few logistics here is get over to the Clatsop County Fairgrounds and listen to the music, but also check out these instruments because they're beautiful. Maria's hardanga, it's a Norwegian hardanga fiddle, and it is all painted up. Now, did you say that most of them are that way?
Yes, they are, but they could look quite different because different fiddle makers like to do them in different kind of ways.
So the fiddle maker himself paints the...
Some of them do, and some of them have people helping them. But my fiddle is painted and made by my fiddle maker, Kvandal is his name. Yeah.
Wow. So was it made just for you, or did you go to his workshop and pick out the one you liked?
I was looking around for a fiddle, and then some fiddlers I know found this fiddle and meant that it could fit for me, so I went to try it and had it for a period, and then I bought it after a while.
What makes it fit?
That's a good question. you just feel it, kind of.
Okay, not. Are they all the same size, though, more or less?
Mostly,
full
but they're
size. Fiddle.
Yeah, there can be small differences in that as well.
Okay.
And the older fiddles will be smaller, so that could be different to play on. But this one is quite new build in 2009.
Oh wow! Mm-hmm. Okay, and it has. Tell us what a hardanger fiddle is. But I need to say, in addition to the paint on the wood, it's all pearlized. Do those help you play or not really? They're just for show.
The mother of pearl.
Yes,
they're just for show. Actually,
just for show.
It could look like a guitar where you have this band to tell you
the
where
frets,
you to tell where to put your fingers. But actually, here is just because it looks nice.
It looks terrific. Okay, one more question for you: the hardanger fiddle versus any other fiddle, and then. Christopher, we're on to you.
So the hardanger fiddle has 9 strings, while the regular violin would have 4. So I have 4 strings on the top, just like the regular violin, but I also have 5 strings underneath, which are resonating when I play on the strings on the top. And I have a more flat bridge, so I can play on 2 strings at the same time. So that makes the sound a bit different than the regular violin.
And hardanger is an area in Norway, is that? So it originated there.
Yeah, the first fiddle we know about is from 1651, It was found in Hardanger, so that's why we call it the Hardanger fiddle.
Do folks play a, quote, normal fiddle as well in Norwegian folk music?
Yes, it's actually a geographical differences. In the middle of Norway, we play the Hardanger fiddle, but if you go down south or up north, they will play the folk music on regular violins.
Okay, okay. one last. Sorry, I can't. But, is your specialty folk music?
Yes.
Traditional folk music. Okay. That was an easy one. Okay, Christopher. Now, first of all, you've played with lots of other people. Do you also, Maria, play with other folks or mostly?
Yeah. Some others.
Do you like this particular combination of the... I'm not talking about the people. I'm talking about the instruments now. We have 2 very attractive young people here. Folks.
I like both the people combination and the instrument. But hardanger fiddle is a fascinating instrument. And also, it's not that common yet for the accordion to play together with hardanger fiddle. It's a bit modern, new thing, actually. Mm-hmm. There are differences in style in the music. So I studied the old traditional music on the Ole Bull Academy. And then all of that music was hardanger fiddle music. So I really...
I see.
Yeah, so it's great to play together with the hardanger fiddle player.
So when you were playing with your other accordion friend, you would be playing different music, probably.
Yeah, we played mostly actually music that are traditionally played on regular fiddle, violin, last time we were here. So now we are playing the traditional music from our home place.
So you're also from the... same region. Did you folks know each other before music? Or was there a life before music? I have a feeling the 2 of you have been playing music all your lives.
No, we were actually, it's 2 divided communities, I will say. The accordion community is something. So actually we are almost the same in age and play almost the same music, but we met 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you went to different schools for the music. Is that part of why? Or
when I started studying, I studied together with hardanger fiddle players. But Maria, she is actually her professional study. She is a music therapist. So she didn't study on my school. She was on the Grieg Academy in Bergen. So she's really an exciting job.
Yeah. So you still do music therapy?
Yeah, I do.
In schools or in independently at freelance?
I do it in a music school. So through the Yeah. So it's like through the state, and yeah, I have children with different disabilities coming over to learn some music or to do something nice. And I also go to kindergartens and schools. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're talking, right, wow, big world. but you find enough time to make music as well.
Yeah, and I make music every day in my work as well. So,
yes,
yeah, it's
yes.
a nice combination.
So the performing and the teaching or the leading.
Yeah.
Yeah. How does that, what do you think about that, Christopher, the idea of music therapy? Do you think that would be something that would, that's a whole other area, there's psychology in there, there's a whole...
I didn't know much about it before I met Maria, actually, mm-hmm. but and also her mother is a music therapist where in that small town where I come from. So I visited her,
senior citizen or elder care,
she worked there, and I could see people, the elderly, really. They something happened.
Yes,
and I also when I talk to Maria after her day at work, she tells me it's small things, mm-hmm. but for the person mm-hmm. it's big.
Absolutely, so, absolutely. Yeah. Well, this is wonderfully exciting. Now tonight, your star. I think your first gig is today, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you played yet? No.
No.
You're starting. What is it? 6 o'clock or something? Is that? Yeah. So. They're not going to be doing music therapy, folks, except that for those of you who listen to this show and are musicians, you know that music is therapy because music is healing. All kinds of music, all over the world, for all ages. So if you feel like you need a little therapy, you can do that. But if you just want to have a good time, come on out. So the Astoria, the Scandinavian Festival started already. Lloyd Bowler is here to mm-hmm. tell us a little bit about the rest of the festival. There are other guests as well. And Janet Bowler is actually the person, I believe, who puts together the entertainment and has been doing a splendid job these last few years bringing us amazing musicians. Are you folks going to do a tour, by the way, in the States while you're here? Or
we just arrived from Minnesota.
Oh, Minnesota,
We visited a festival there called Nisvastemmen, and this is the last stop on our travel here. So we're going home on Monday.
Okay. Well, we'll give you the best. Look, the sun is even shining, you know, that's unusual.
Pretty rare.
So, Lloyd, how does this all work? Tell a lot. There are folks out there who, even though this is the 51st year, they are not familiar with the Astoria Scandinavian Festival.
Well, if they're not familiar with the Scandinavian Midsummer Festival, they should be, and it's easy. All you have to do is drive on out to the county fairgrounds, and you get yourself a ticket, which goes around your wrist, mm-hmm. and it's good for all weekend. And we have lots of stuff going on out there. There's going to be entertainment. There's going to be dancing, music. There's all sorts of craft booths.
And food.
Yeah, I was getting to that. That's the important thing.
I know.
Yeah, it ranges from Finnish fruit soup to, fricadeller from Denmark. And
Appelskiver.
The Appelskivers, yeah. And just this week, Janet and myself were down at the Sons of Norway buttering lefse, so we had
greased
up to our elbows.
I always get some lefse there and to take home as well. So am I right? AstoriaScanFest.com is the website. And is there a schedule on that website?
There's a schedule on that website, yeah. That's a good place to go for finding out what's going on out there.
Because you've got the arena and
the exhibition hall. Right.
And it's just an amazing festival. There's music. And one of the other things that I love and Janet and Lloyd, not Maria and Christopher, but Janet and Lloyd are here in their traditional clothing, except they're American. Do you guys ever wear
bunads?
Yeah, we do.
Do you have a bunad? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Because the traditional clothing you will see at this festival is gorgeous. Most of it handmade.
Just a disclaimer here. My traditional costume was made in Longview.
Oh, okay. Well, and some people buy kits.
Yes.
And have it done here. But my young friends are wearing more comfortable clothing because they're making the music. So you can just head on over there at any time. There is parking. There's it's all extremely reasonable. We don't get prices, but it's extremely reasonable, mm-hmm. the whole festival and the parking. And you can go for all 3 days.
Right.
Or you can just pop in tomorrow for a while and then come back in the evening if you want to dance.
What's happening tomorrow
night, too?
Well, I would be remiss in not mentioning our other major act that's coming over from Finland. That would be Sarah Pajunen and Sunneva Brinell.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah actually lives in the United States, but Sunneva is a Finn, and she's coming across. They met in a conservatory back east.
Nice.
And they make great music. They also will be playing violin and accordion.
Oh, cool.
With a Finnish slant to
right,
it, though.
Yeah. Right, right.
So, they'll be playing many times over the weekend. We have a beer garden going on. That starts today.
Mm-hmm. So
we got a satisfied customer over here.
Yeah, Christopher smiling.
Yeah, I can remember sitting around that beer garden 2 or 3 years ago, and he and his buddy were having a good time. Yeah.
Well, I would love to hear a little bit more live music, and then tomorrow evening is also a concert. It is the band
Arrival.
Called Arrival, and they are playing at 7:30, and it is an ABBA.
Yep.
See, why not? And also
Fleetwood Mac. So we have
tribute band.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a blast. Play us another just a couple of minutes. That would be great. My guests from Norway, Maria Skjeldrum Toppa, and Christopher Kleiveland, live. Exquisite. And those two instruments together are magnificent.
Thank you.
Forgot to mention that Christopher's is a button accordion, and it's also a beautiful instrument. So you didn't paint it, but it looks good the way it is.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in. I can't wait to hear you live on stage, although I think I have to say, I think I got the best of it right here in my ears. So, thank you so much. Again, folks, this is happening out at the Clatsop County Fairgrounds, and you can go to Astoria Scan Fest, that's scanfest.com, and find out the schedule and what all's happening. Get down there, even if it's just for a half a day or something, and see all the dancing and the music and the children and all the costumes, and eat the food, and celebrate the Scandinavian culture that we are lucky enough to have here in our region. And thank you to Janet Bowler and to Lloyd Bowler for bringing my musical guests in, and to Janet for selecting all these wonderful musical guests. I've got some music from the concert to take them out from the ABBA concert. This is from 1976, Knowing Me, Knowing You. Thanks again. Taks, how do you say thank you?
Tak. Tusen takk.
Tusen takk. I knew that, of course. Okay, tusen takk.
Tusen takk.
Okay. We're going to break up with ABBA right now because I'm going to put some other music on that's going to introduce my next guest. I'm not even sure what it is, but you will find out. I do know who my next guests are, and I'm very, very excited to introduce them. So have a listen while we get ourselves together, and we'll be right back at you. Well, folks, it's time for the Astoria Music Festival. Yeehaw! It's the 16th annual, and we are thrilled that it's happening starting tonight and going all the way through July 1st. I have my friend and guide, Carrie Lewis, here with me to tell us, Carrie, what was that we just heard?
That was a Sassan trio in F major. We're playing it tonight with Sergei Antonov. Say hello, Sergei.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
And Maureen Nelson. Say hi, Maureen.
Hi, everybody.
Boy, I didn't realize you had to push all these buttons here while you did that. I've always seen you from the other
side. That's right.
You know, guys, whoever's listening here, you cannot imagine the crowd that is in this tiny, tiny little room. It's absolutely amazing.
Not much
amazing.
Oxygen either. That's
it seems like everybody who's playing this weekend is tucked in here.
This is fantastic. I love it. So that's right. Carrie and Sergei and Maureen are playing this evening, and that is at 7:30 p.m. at the Liberty Theater. Much of the music festival is at the Liberty Theater, but it's also at the Performing Arts Center and at Grace Episcopal Church, and you never know, things may pop up all over the place. But tonight at 7:30 is the first concert, and I'll tell you right off the bat that the Astoria Music Festival office is on Commercial, just down the street from the Liberty, which is, of course, 12th and Commercial. And you can go over there and explore how you want to buy your tickets.
You mean they still have tickets available?
I'm thinking. Well, I don't know.
In case there are tickets available.
Good point. Okay, good. Maybe Sergei's going to check this out and see if he's really playing tonight. What do you think, Sergei? He's looking very...
No, I do.
Okay,
I do
good.
Play tonight.
You're looking very seriously at that booklet. You're making me nervous. As long as you have the booklet, why don't you tell us who else is playing? Hi, Sergei. Sergei Antonov is here without his cello, but tonight he will have his cello. That's guaranteed.
Yes.
And what is Maureen going to have tonight?
Well, I will have my violin.
Good. Okay. Not a hardanger.
Hardanger?
Have you ever seen
that fiddle that just went out?
Oh,
that,
of course.
That was pretty amazing, wasn't it?
One of them.
It's got 9 strings.
I could use 9 strings.
That would be a good experiment. Next year, come back and you can play with them.
Yes.
And Carrie Lewis is on the, of course, piano. Carrie, do you play
any? I don't know how many strings the piano has. It's got a lot of them.
I bet you do.
No, I don't.
Well, that's your homework.
Sometime.
Right, next time. So, what is the program tonight? Sergei, you're in charge of this because you've got my book.
Oh, what I wanted to say first is that, as far as we know, throughout the festival, the students are half off.
Okay.
So keep that.
We don't
in mind.
Give prices, but we can tell you. The students I have, and there are many prices and a lot of accessibility. This festival has been wonderful in keeping that a possibility. So what else is being played tonight?
Well, we're going to open the program with Lullier. Mm-hmm. It's a sonata.
Yes.
And it's Baroque, but it's been rearranged
by some
French
composer
Bayon.
Wait a second. It broke and somebody... that's
no,
a Carrie
no,
Lewis.
No,
I'm sorry.
You know, that popped out last night. if it isn't Baroque, don't fix it.
Right, exactly. I knew. I've learned his sense of humor over the years, I have to say.
Oh, well, and we're also playing Debussy Sonata. Debussy
Violin
Sonata.
Violin Piano Sonata.
That's what I was telling you.
I know.
That was my hesitation right before.
Oh, why are we doing Debussy?
Because he died 100 years ago?
Yeah.
He die 100
that
years
too.
Ago this year?
100 years ago, wow. He died, not even born, but he died. And did you mention the others?
Yes, this is not right. But the
Sassan,
the Poulenc Sonata, which is a fabulous piece.
Right.
It puts Sergei through his paces.
Oh, good. Yeah. That's what we
and
like.
It's one of those things that has so many accidentals in them that makes me understand why they call them accidentals.
Because there's so many accidents that happen when you
so
see
does
him.
That mean
there are many possibilities for accidents, yeah.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Does that mean you guys can get away with a lot because nobody will know the difference?
Unfortunately, it's quite obvious.
Oh.
Intentional accidental.
Well, we got to mention that this year we're celebrating a bunch of anniversaries. Mm-hmm. It's Debussy's anniversary. Mm-hmm. It's Bach's 333 years.
So we're gonna do
a bunch of Bach celebrating.
And I think there's a little Bernstein.
Bernstein. Definitely.
And Chica, who is also in here, Chica saxophone.
I saw that. I hate music.
Ilya piano is playing tomorrow, and they're doing some Debussy tomorrow.
Okay, now that's 4:00 tomorrow at the Liberty Theater, and Debussy, and this is it Chica and Olivia Tsui?
No. It's going to be
who is
Chica and Ilya.
Just the two of you. Wow.
Olivia also.
Oh, and Olivia. Okay.
Olivia will play I Hate Music.
Oh, you're playing I Hate, yeah.
No, I'm not playing.
Oh.
So you don't hate music?
I actually like music.
She hates music.
I wondered about this. Who hates music?
Olivia.
Oh, that's mean because she isn't here to talk for herself, so she's the one who gets to hate music. So, okay, now I'm looking around the room. Of course, we all know, anybody who listens to Coast Community Radio, and certainly anyone who lives here, we all know Carrie Lewis because he's been coming for how many years?
I have no idea.
For a long time. How about Sergei?
Oh, it's my 10th year, so 10th anniversary.
That's another anniversary to celebrate, and that is a great joy. Sergei on the cello, and he does also, he plays throughout the festival. That's the nice thing about many of these musicians. And then Ilya showed up one year with Sergei. And I'm not going to repeat again my embarrassment at the question I asked. No, I will not say that. But these two, still young men to me, everything is relative. Ilya, when did you come? How many years ago was it?
I don't remember.
I think three or four.
Oh, it's more than that.
More than that.
Yeah, time goes fast. Yeah, right. And so both Ilya and Sergei are Bonafide, Russians, but they both live in the United States now. They are both award winners in their own countries as well as internationally, and we are thrilled to have them come, and I am personally thrilled, so it's quite wonderful. Now, completely new to me, Maureen. Is that right? Is this your first festival?
Second time. But I didn't meet you. I was here with...
How did that happen, Karen?
She was here with a string quartet.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'll forgive you. I'm so glad you're here this time. Now, Maureen on the violin, who's playing tonight. And then... And she is got a beautiful smile. And I thought you were a very serious person. In this.
Well, you know, I'm playing a serious piece in that photo. So. Oh,
okay.
You know, well, you have to get in character.
In character. We still have one more person to meet. And then Chica is brand new to me as well. How do you pronounce your second name, Chica?
So my last name is Inoue.
See? At first I went through the Norwegians, and now I'm not even sure where that
comes. It's a Japanese
name. It is a Japanese name, Inoue. And on alto saxophone, international soloist and recording artist. And I did... check out your website and saw some of your music.
Thank you.
I'm very excited about that. That is tomorrow at 4 p.m. And the newest person who hasn't even spoken yet, do you want to move over onto that microphone, is joining us. Well, you folks, let's see. Maureen,
it's my second time.
Okay, but wait a second. Saturday night also.
You forgot about Saturday night.
Yeah, I just realized Saturday night Maureen and Sergei are playing. What the heck? Is that the same program?
No. Different.
Folks,
they keep us busy.
Surprise.
I'm telling you, this is amazing. I have the whole booklet. That's why I'm a little bit flabbergasted because the music goes on, the performers go on. It's a full 3 weeks. Okay, but now I do want to bring in Marianne McCormick. And actually, Marianne, you said you were here?
Yes, for Il Trovatore with Angela Meade in 2016.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And what are you doing this time?
Das Lied von der Erde of Mahler.
Okay.
Quite different piece.
You are playing Mahler. But I was, yes.
I might be playing it too. We don't know yet.
No.
We'll find out.
She's playing her voice.
I think that's a good role for you.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, the
I need to get the glasses.
Yeah. We have five instrumentalists and one opera singer, and I happen to have not Mahler, and we know why, but we're not telling. But I do have a lovely piece by Schubert with Marianne McCormick singing, and this is Schubert Ganymede D544.
Yes, Schubert was so prolific, as we know, and wrote over 600 songs, along with lots of chamber music and several symphonies, in maybe 12 years of a compositional life, because he died at 31 years of age.
Oh, my God.
So I think he's a sung hero, but in some extents unsung. Mm-hmm. He was one of the most incredibly gifted composers.
Well, he may have been unsung, but Marianne is sung, and she's going to sing him. And the thing is, right now, but on Sunday at 3 p.m., there is a concert at, actually, there's a concert preview at 3. The concert itself is at 4 at the Liberty. What you need to do is go to the website, the Astoria Music Festival website. It's astoriamusicfestival.org, and find out what all's happening, or just come on down and start the party.
Tickets are going fast,
which
so
is wonderful.
Make sure.
So let's see what happens, because I am a low-tech person.
Just having way too much fun.
I think it's a good idea. We are listening to the gorgeous voice of one of my guests, actually, Marianne McCormick, who will be performing, actually, Mahler on Sunday. Am I right?
Yes.
Sunday at 4.
Sunday at 4. Das Lied von der Erde. Oh, good. Song of the Earth.
Yes.
But in the meantime, they were all about to pitch in and start singing right now. But we decided that might be a little difficult. So so you'll have to come and hear that. Carrie.
Yes.
Tell us what's so special about this particular festival.
Well, you know, there's so many of us who come in from so many different places, and we get to meet new friends and play music with new people and then old friends, and such a wide variety of music. Some of it's classical, some of it isn't. I believe there's something coming up with a painter next week. Sergei?
Yeah, we're doing during the happy hour. Darren Orange is going to join us again, as he did 2 years ago. And he's going to create the painting live on stage, and we're going to again celebrate Bach's anniversary with that.
So that's Sergei Antonov on cello, Ilya Kazantsev on piano, and Darren Orange on paint.
On canvas.
And then also this week, Ilya is going to play a complete piano recital. I don't know that we've had a complete piano recital.
No, we didn't.
This is a virgin experience for Ilya. How do you feel about
festival.
That?
For the festival.
Yeah, actually, I feel nervous. I've never played, full recital. It's going to be exciting. Should be fun.
We all going to be there.
Yes, we are.
It's open to the audience.
I better go practice.
So. You better practice.
You know, when Ilya first came, I thought he was this really quiet, serious man, and the colors came out. They keep coming out.
So that's sort of taking us through the next weekend. We're doing some more Chamber Chica, and I are going to do some Schubert. I mean, if you've never lived until you've heard Schubert on alto saxophone.
Oh yeah, arpeggio. Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Is Marianne? Are you going to sing with the sax? And the piano.
But melancholy baby, I think.
Right.
Awesome. And then the week after that, Sergei and I are doing all three of the Bach gamba sonatas.
Lovely.
He's going to play on a gamba. He's going to play it on the cello.
the public's supposed to bring their gambas.
They don't have a gamba to stand on.
I thought that was a drink. You're not allowed to bring that in the Liberty, I'm sorry. So, it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful festival. It starts tonight at the Liberty Theater. And you will get to see and hear all of my guests. And there will be more folks in because some of the opera people, hopefully, are going to join us next weekend. And, they will be joining the festival. They also may be here on the air, perhaps Monica Huggett coming in as well on the violin. And she's also the conductor of the Portland Baroque Orchestra, the music director. Angela Brown, who is from the Metropolitan Opera, and Alan Glassman, also from the Metropolitan Opera, and of course Richard Zeller, who I don't think has missed a year coming here. He's the one who almost decapitated me. And then, but that's another story for another time. And then Deke Guidi, our own beloved Deke Guidi. This is all part of Tosca, which is Sunday the 24th and onward. And then the apprentices are doing something fabulous as well, and the Marriage of Figaro. So you've got plenty of time for that. Check it out, folks. Go to AstoriaMusicFestival.org and be sure to take part. If you live around here, even if you think, I hate music. Oh, wait, that's Bernstein, sorry. If you aren't so sure about classical music or opera, you don't need to be. Come and hear good music, for sure.
We try to play the music as well as we can, but we try to have a really good time with it while we're at it.
And
that's the point. We're not there to be stuffy. We're there to have a good time and try to invite everybody in to have a good time with us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well said and quite true. And it is, after all, the Pacific Northwest and the Oregon coast. And folks come and join the spirit. And at the same time, we get the gift of fabulous music. So thank you all for coming in. Now, let's see if I'm going to get all the names right, though. Okay, I'm going to take my cheat sheet just in case. Sergei, yeah, him I know. Sergei Oidu, I know Sergei. And Maureen, Mary Ann. Chica, is that is that a Japanese
name?
That
is a Japanese
Chica.
Name.
Really? Sounds Italian.
My parents gave me two Chinese characters. The first one is knowledge. The second one is scent. So scent of knowledge.
Nice, very nice. I want a name like that. Okay, and Ilya, what does your name mean?
Well, the first
scent of a woman.
Folks,
follows me around.
Do join AstoriaMusicFestival.org or just come on down. The Liberty Theater is on 12th and Commercial, and that's where everything's happening this weekend, but stuff is happening all over.
In the breweries and
the breweries, too, for sure. You'll see these guys. You'll know them. Thanks so much for coming in, all of you. And I'm going to make a shift. I have one more guest, and enjoy the fest. Enjoy being here with us. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you.
And I have one more special guest coming in. I want to play a tune for Father's Day. And this is Andy Anderson. This is a whole nother ball game. So shift your brains and have a listen. You're listening to Coast Community Radio. Where else? KMUN Astoria, KTCB, Tillamook.
Dear Daddy, thank you for your kindness all these years. Many times I miss the chance to tell you, and recalling that now brings me close to tears. And Daddy, did you think that I'd become a decent man? Did it drive you mad when I refused to listen and find the wisdom of another plan? Daddy, just when I appeared to finally see that the low road was not the road for us to travel, still sometimes I'd take it and you'd shake your head and come on after me. Daddy, remember as a child I fell and hit my head. For many years we often laughed about it, but I recall your look of worry as I bled. And Daddy, when you told me I was good, made me feel so proud. And I always knew you very deeply loved me, even though you never said the words out loud. Daddy, just when I appeared to finally see that the low road was not the road for us to travel, still sometimes I'd take it and you'd shake your head and come on after me. Daddy, you're near 80 and I'm now near 55.
So I'm going to wish everyone who has ever been a daddy or had a daddy or wanted to participate as an adult in a young person's life or in a creative way, wishing you a very joyful day. And you know what? The best thing you can do for yourself, I have an idea, is get out and listen to music or dance or in some way partake in the arts. And I, in addition to these two festivals, the Garlic Festival is going on this weekend too on the peninsula. And tonight, there's also the Cannon Beach Comedy Fest, and the Labor Temple also has comedy. And then tomorrow, The Sou'wester has a full, Catherine Paul Black Belt Eagle Scout. Cannon Beach Gallery is having Mark Sokol from 12 to 3 with birdhouses to paint and build. The Maddox Dance Studio is having two recitals on Saturday and one on Sunday, two performances at the Astoria High School. The Hoffman has a painter and watercolor florals on Saturday and Sunday. Tango, of course. There's a house concert in Arch Cape with Judy Yeager and Bob Reed. The NCRD is having a musical fundraiser for a pool with classical, Broadway, and pop. That's in Nehalem. And the Garlic Festival, as I say, is Saturday 10 to 5 and Sunday 10 to 4 in Ocean Park. Nehalem Bay Winery Reggae Festival. Fairgrounds is the Scandi Festival. Workers Tavern, Jesse Lee Falls. And next Monday is the Manzanita Music Festival kickoff with Farid Hawk. Tuesday, AAUW, 5:30 at the Astoria Library with a few of us talking art. And then it's time for me to introduce my next guest, because he is going to be giving a performance on Thursday evening. So welcome to the studio, Cameron Toman. Whoops, let me turn your mic on, Cameron.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, Carol. It's a pleasure to be here.
You bet, you bet. And Cameron, have you been on radio before?
This is my first time.
Ever on radio. Wow, we have a double virgin here, folks. We have a radio virgin and a KMUN virgin.
It's true.
So how does it feel? Now you're no longer a virgin.
It's all taken me back, yeah.
Right. As I say to people, it's nice, although you're quite a bit younger than I am, but still, it's nice to have a virginal experience in various times of life. So.
Oh, I agree with that,
there
yes.
There you go. Well, Cameron is going to be performing on Thursday, that's the 21st, at 7 p.m. at Cala in Astoria, but under the name of Cam Jacob. The name of the production is Patriotismo and Other Dominations. So I'm going to, it's actually a night of political poetry. And I'm not sure. Now that we're talking about the performance, maybe I'll call you Cam. Cam Jacob.
Perfect.
Tell me why the name and what does Patriotismo? I tried to pronounce it right, but
no,
I don't
that's
know.
Great.
What,
yeah.
I don't know what it is.
So first, my name is, I was born Cameron Toman. My grandparents from Chicago changed our last name from Tomporowski to Toman. So my legal name is Cameron Toman. And when I've been doing all of my writing and really discovering my voice as a poet and an author, I do a lot of confrontation on domination and anti-violence and anti-capitalism and anti-patriarchy. And I'm just really pro-liberation and pro-individualism. And having a name like Toman, which was changed to avoid anti-Polish sentiments and discrimination, just felt very closeting and very oppressive. So I didn't feel that I could achieve my writerly work with under that name. And so I was like, okay, goodness, what name am I going to use? And the one that first popped into my mind was the name that my mother always used to call me, and that was Cam Jacob.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. And also Cam Jacob, I don't capitalize. I also I believe in flattening all hierarchies. So I do that typographically as well.
Now I said you're quite a bit younger than I am, but you're not a child. Now, where did all this come from? Let me first mention that Cam Jacob, or Cameron, came to Astoria only a year ago, is that right?
Yeah, just a year and a month now.
A year and a month.
Yeah.
And he jumped in, what did they say? Hit the ground running, I think it is. Cam is the treasurer for the Astoria Visual Arts, and he is a visual artist. He's also a poet. And he's also a board member of the Q Center and was very involved in the wonderful Pride weekend.
Yeah, I was on the Pride committee as well. Yeah,
that was splendid. And we know how good it was because the skies even opened up and the sun came through.
Yeah,
it was
beautiful.
It rained
day.
In the morning, it rained at night, but the sun
it
came
rained
up
all during setup and breakdown on us too. Oh yeah.
Well, it was terrific, so congratulations.
Oh, thank
to
you. We
and
were all really proud.
It was wonderful. So when and how did you come into the political aspect, the your visual arts, your poetry? Which voice came to you first, or
I think they've all been there, and it's just been when I was willing and ready to listen to them. So I'll admit I was never a big fan of poetry until I became kind of politically woke, as you would say. Mm-hmm. Over the past, I would say, 18 months, I've really spent a lot of my energy and education and effort figuring out what the reality of our world is. And as a way to grapple with that and express that, I just started writing. And what came out was kind of poetic verse. And then I just massaged it and I developed a manuscript. And I've written a lot of nonfiction before, a lot of essay, a lot of kind of professional writing stuff. But this is my first foray into poetry. And I was like, okay, this has to live out in the world. I'm working actively to publish on lots of different fronts. I'm already working on my second and third poetry manuscripts.
Nice.
And in the idea of putting together this show, I also have a musical theater background, and I've been a director, and I've done lots of stuff on stage. So I'm like, all right, I want to share this manuscript with this really righteous revolutionary poetry, but I don't want to just stand up there for 90 minutes and read poetry. I can do more than that. So I was like, how do I create visual elements that are intriguing? And I essentially started building, you know, sculptures and lighting them on fire and then photographing them. And they've developed into this series that I'm calling Patriotismo en Fuego.
That's for the Fuego.
Yeah,
right,
so that's the companion to Patriotismo. And just getting back to your question earlier, what is Patriotismo? In putting this whole manuscript of poems together that have just kind of were the results of my political consciousness and political awakening, I was thinking a lot about machismo and about patriarchy and about nationalism. And this, it just kind of festered that this was a word that doesn't exist in English and it exists in Spanish. That's what, I mean, patriotism in Spanish is patriotismo. Mm-hmm. But I'd like to think I'm a little bit more Shakespearean and I'm writing my own words, because this, it just means something strange. It's the confluence of all of these dominating factors that really oppress us.
In your poetry, do you create words as well, or are you mostly using English?
No, I use English, but not always prescribed English. There's some words just needed to be made to make the rhyme.
And I like that. I know, to express what you were feeling.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like a great example, I use the word myope a lot. You know, myopia is when we are only able to fixate on one thing, but to myope is not technically a word, but it makes sense to me for that to be a word where we are obsessed with just one thing. Yeah.
Well, that's how new words come into the vocabulary too.
Exactly.
So, unfortunately, we have 1 minute left, so I want to, again, this is Thursday, the 21st, 7 p.m. 7:30.
Yeah, doors at 7, 7:30,
okay.
We get started.
Okay, good. At Cala, which is right on Commercial, and that is between 10th and 11th on Commercial, 1017, I believe, is the address.
It's on Marine, yeah.
What am I saying? Yes. Boy, it's a good thing you're you're listening. Good. Marine Drive. I'm going to spend half my life there. So check this out and watch for Cameron, whichever name, depending on where he is, because he is doing a lot in and for our community. And I am delighted to get to have some time with you. I wish there were more. You'll come back another time.
It's been a pleasure. Thank
and
you so much.
And congratulations on this production.
Oh, thank you.
That's
I'm so
terrific.
Excited.
Okay, you are listening to Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria, 91.9 KTCB Tillamook, 89.5, coastradio.org, wherever you are in the world. Remember, the best way for healing and for not going under is to come together in community and share the arts with each other and see how it feels. I promise you it will feel good. Thanks so much for being here. I'm going to take us out with a little bit of music from Joanna Waldfish, who was one of my guests during last weekend's tenor guitar gathering. The summer solstice rolls around.